Once again, for media members on the line, just hit star one if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the James Madison Dukes, Mike Houston. Good morning, Coach Houston.
Good morning.
Good morning. A week away from games last Saturday, how much did that week off allow your team maybe to heal up and catch your breath after a challenging year running to that championship?
Well, I mean, I think it was just what we needed. We practiced 3 days last week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Then we give the kids off Thursday, Friday. They came back to Harrisonburg Saturday evening. And we had a very energetic, very peppy practice yesterday afternoon. And they looked revived. They looked fresh. So I think it was what they needed, and they're very motivated for this game this week.
We're here with Jamie, head coach Mike Houston. If you have a question for him, just hit star one on your keypad. We got a couple in queue if you'll get those possible.
Your first question is from the line of Dave Thomas with ESPN Radio.
Good morning, Coach. Hope you're doing well.
Doing good. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you. Just one question for you today. Talk about the experience of your team. This is, I think, their fourth consecutive year in the playoffs, and handling playoff practice and handling class and meetings. I know it's somewhat different than the normal schedule of the time of year that it is. Just talk about how that experience benefits your team and how that's going to help them in getting ready for a very difficult Stony Brook team this week.
Well, I mean, I think that the older players in the squad have, you know, they've been through the bad and the good of playoff football, so they've seen what works and what doesn't work, and they know how important it is that the focus is a little bit tighter right now, and no wasted snaps, and you know, being able to manage all those things that you mentioned, and you know, we talked with our leadership council last night about just really, really being in communication with the freshmen, just about staying on top of their academics, you know, making sure that they're getting the rest they need, you know, making sure they're taking care of their bodies, and just how important each day is that we go out and just have a real sharp, focused day. And, you know, I think that we're coming to this point in the season, you know, playing the way we want to play. I think that the bye helped us get healthy, helped us get work on a few things we need to work on. So hopefully that experience with all those things is going to pay off and, you know, with us playing at a high level on Saturdays.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Your next question is from the line of Rick Wendell with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Mike. The way Stony Brook ran the ball this past Saturday, did it kind of remind you at all of how you guys like to kind of wear down the opponent by you know, using a couple of different backs and just using that physical offensive line to kind of wear down and then win the game against the opponent?
Well, I mean, I do think that Stony Brook probably has, you know, a very similar philosophy to the way we do as far as how to attack people. I think they have three outstanding backs. And I think that that offensive line, you know, it's a huge offensive line. They do a good job with their scheme, but they just keep coming at you. You know, as soon as you get Bedell goes out, you know, 33 comes in, who's an extremely physical runner, and then 23 is, you know, maybe more similar to Bedell with his style, but they're all three just quality backs. But I think they do a great job just coming at you, getting downhill on you, being very physical on the offensive front, and certainly they were extremely successful Saturday against Lehigh.
And just kind of a pretty simple question: what's kind of the biggest key to making a run in the postseason? You've been through, you know, different playoff situations before.
Well, I think the biggest key is not getting, you know, way out in front of yourself with, you know, what you want to do. You know, your focus has to be solely on this one game. You know, you can't think ahead of that. And then it's just, you know, sticking to doing what you do. And, you know, people that try to go out and try to do something, you know, outside of their box just because it's a big ball game or it's postseason or somebody tries to, you know, be the guy that makes all the plays or something like that, that doesn't work. So we really focus on, you know, doing our job, you know, playing within our scheme, you know, doing the little things that good football teams do, and, you know, big plays happen by, you know, somebody doing their job and taking advantage of a mistake. And so you try to eliminate those mistakes and just continue to play just really solid, sound football, knowing that the intensity level, you know, the spotlight, all those things are going to be, you know, ramped up, you know, more so than the regular season.
Thank you.
Yep.
Your next question comes from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Mike, what's your feeling about playing another league team? You had to do it last year, obviously, too.
Well, I mean, you don't really want to. I mean, I think Stony Brook is, one of the best, if not the best team on, on our side of the bracket. And so you certainly don't want to see them in the second round. But, you see you got three teams in, all three of us are on the same side, and, you see two of us squaring off in round two. You'd like to see us have an opportunity to, be a little bit deeper in before we saw each other. But at the end of the day, if we're on the same side of the bracket, we got to play each other eventually. If you're going to advance, I think it'll be a tremendous challenge for us, and it should be an exciting football game.
Hey, if I could follow up by asking you about travel, and obviously last year you had to do a little bit of that. Could you speak to the advantage of knowing you're going to be home and not having to make quick plans to get someplace?
Well, I've always felt like if you can get home field advantage, it gives you an advantage. In the past, going on the road, sure we've won some road games, some big road wins in the past, but certainly being at home, being at Bridgeforth Stadium, I'm sure it'll be packed. I'm sure our fans are going to be, as rowdy as they've ever been, and all that, just along with the routine of the same hotel, the same kind of trip in, a similar, schedule to Friday and Saturday. I just think all those things add to, the consistency, not being disrupted. So hopefully that means that, we go out and we play as well as we've played all year.
One more, if I can. Do you guys feel just better about things, knowing what Madison accomplished last year heading into this postseason?
Well, I think our kids understand that last year was last year and this year is this year. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I think the one thing that they know is how they have to play, what style they have to play, the level they've got to execute at. They understand what playoff football is about. They understand that if they have any dreams of making a run, that they've got to play their best ball this time of the year. So I think those are the things that they can bring from that experience last year.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks.
Mike, you guys obviously have, without question, the number one defense in the nation, but Stony Brook is a team that's been number one over the past few years and up in the top 10 or 15 this year. As you've looked at them on film, what impresses you about them, and how are they different in the way they attack from the way you guys do?
Well, I mean, they're solid from, front to back. The big, strong defensive line, that they all move very well. The linebackers are very active and very aggressive. I think they're extremely athletic on the back end. I think all their kids play hard. They play very physical. They'll sit there and, play, kind of a base defense. But then, they also get in, different fronts, and you have guys coming from all over the place, so they do a great job of mixing it up, but there's always a very organized rhyme to the reason. They're always going to fit their gaps correctly, they're going to play together, but they have all the trademarks of a really, really solid defense, and you look at kind of what they hang their hat on. I think they hang their hat on being a physical, hard-nosed football team. Both sides of the football, you can just see that trait in the way their kids play.
Offensively, as you've touched on already, their running game is their bread and butter, but I think most people who have seen them have talked to or pointed to the improvement in Joe Carbone and his efficiency this
no
season.
Doubt.
And, 22 touchdowns, one interception, last 11 games. What's impressed you about him when you watched him?
No doubt. I just think, he has tremendous composure sitting there in the pocket, doesn't get rattled, can make all the throws. Obviously, they're very talented at receiver. You talk about, Bolden doesn't play, and, they still have guys out there that can make the big play, and I think that you look at all their guys, their receivers are long, they go get the ball, they've got the speed to break one, on any given play. So I just think the combination of that quarterback receiver deal along with their run game makes them a very, very dangerous offense. But certainly Carbone has done a good job of, not making a lot of mistakes this year and getting the ball where it needs to be within their scheme.
All right, Mike, thanks as always for taking time with us here this morning.
Thanks a lot.
All right, take care.